G'day, Scott. How are you going?
Good, mate. How are you going?
Going really well, thanks. Thanks for talking to us. Now, there had to be a response from your boys, the Cowboys, after that loss to the Tigers, and there certainly was. What areas did you work on heading into that match the other day?
It was just more about speaking about pride in the jersey and the club. So many great players before us have come and, done a good job in that jersey, and we've sort of been letting them down. And especially last weekend. So it was more about, when we knew we could play good footy, it was just more about, putting that, energy levels up on the field and, really just coming out and having a real red hot crack. And that's what we did in the weekend.
Yeah, Scott, it's always good to move forward and get over those losses extremely quickly. And you did manage to turn it around. But I want to ask, why was there a lack of energy in that first 40 minutes against the Tigers? Did you pinpoint the area? And, when you analysed everyone's performances, did it hit home and did he hit you straight between the eyes in what he thought went wrong?
Oh, look, it is hard to, pinpoint what happened. The 2 weeks prior to that, we lost, and it's kind of been a bit of a downer. And then them scoring their first set their first set, they got on the line. Then you stand on that goalpost again and you don't want to feel like, not again, but it does happen at times. And, it just, at first half, it just kind of, everything just, just kept coming and coming at us, and we didn't know how to stop it. And we did watch the game, and at times we did get back into the ball game, and, we're going tick for tack, kicking the ball back to them, and then, it'd be a little, a lazy, give them a 6-6 again restart. And, you defend them long enough, you're going to let in points. They're pretty hard to stop even making 18 tackles a set. So, I don't know how to describe why it was like that, but, just definitely something I don't ever want to be a part of again.
No, well, you turned it around pretty quickly. It was an awesome performance against the Newcastle Knights. How do you get consistency in your performance, do you think? And what was the difference this week compared to the week before?
We just had a pretty simple game plan and stuck to it. And I think if you saw our big boys in the middle, Jace, Moose, Maka, Francis, Molo, they were running really hard and creating a lot of ruck speed for Robbo to get out. And, myself and Jake have, kind of get caught behind the forwards a bit. And I think on the weekend, you can see Jake and I stepping up with Flutter getting the ball off Robbo and just taking the line on more. And, this day and age of football at the moment, it's all about, flat and fast footy and just going down the middle and creating ruck speed and taking on lazy defenders. And so that's what, that was a pretty simple game plan, and we stuck to it, and the result came our way.
Scott, can I ask about your individual role, how it's changed with no, obviously, senior player right beside you in regards to, your captain, Michael Morgan, and the news that there's a chance his time out of the game is going to be extended. Does your role change at all?
A little bit, I guess. I get a little bit more, of freedom and, it does. I get to have, a little bit more say in attack and maybe touch the ball a bit more. But, on the weekend, it didn't really go that way. Jake was on fire and killing it. So, no real need for me to try and overplay my hand when, Cliffo's doing brilliant things. So, I might probably kicking game. We have to take on a bit more kicking game and more go out. But other than that, Jake's a quality halfback, and what we see on the weekend is what we're hoping to get from him consistently.
We're speaking to Cowboys 5'8" Scott Drinkwater. Scott, the Knights certainly came home strong there the other day. Did you have your heart in your mouth there waiting to see whether you'd conceded potentially a penalty try there with your tackle on Kalyn Ponga?
I wasn't too worried about not giving away a penalty try, and it was pretty far out. But I don't know what that would have made the scoreline, but I don't know how much time was left. But yeah, I wasn't too worried. When I watched the replay, and it was about 8 metres out when I tackled him, you can't really say he was going to get there. I probably should have just waited another second and would have tackled him with the ball.
Yeah, there's been some changes, Scott, with the Cowboys teams, and in particular in the key position roles. But one player, Reece Robson, this hooker that you signed from the Dragons, he's made a massive impression since he's come to the club. And I thought his performance on the weekend, where he played 80 minutes, he was very dominant.
Yeah, he's always been a really good football player coming through the grades, SG Ball, Harold Matt's 20s, and he's a tough little bugger in the middle, and just lately he's been taking advantage of those quick play to boards, and runs hard and breaks a lot of tackles. So he's a tough bugger in the middle, and I know he wanted to be able to play those 80 minutes. That was a goal of his, and on the weekend we saw him play a quality 80 minutes.
What's it like to have Jason Taumalolo in your side compared to, say, coming up against him, because he's a dominant forward in the game, creates good momentum, and you talk about ruck speed, there's no one better in creating it than him.
Yeah, it's a pretty handy thing to have when a few slow play the balls happen, and you just look at Jason and go, "Jace, have a run, mate," and he'll make 20 metres and get a lot of ruck speed. I can't get over how fit he is, match fitness. It's ridiculous what he can do on a footy field. Just one of those players that, comes to game time and fitness levels are just all up. It's unbelievable for a big fella.
Oh, yeah. No, he gets through plenty of work. I can only imagine there'd be a few blow-ups on the field when he carries the ball. He's got that fast play, the ball. My ball. You'd be fine.
Yeah, that's where Robbo gets lucky. Robbo can take that. Robbo gets the ball first, so he just goes.
Yeah. Scott, have you been able to sort of sense the stress that Paul Green's been under? Obviously, a win makes things different, but heading into the last couple of games, when you've had bad losses, have you sensed sort of Greeny and how his demeanour's been and whether he's been stressed or not?
This week that just went, it was pretty good, considering all the backlash he got from the loss, and everyone, I seen a pretty brutal interview he had on NRL 360. So, I don't think, that was kind of fair. We were the ones out there missing tackles and making errors and no energy. We saw what we could do on the weekend when we stuck to our game plan and had a good crack. So, he's got a good football team. We just need to show him that we cared about. He said it was more just about the jersey. Just go out there and play for this jersey and for this club. And he said, "I don't care if you don't want to play for me or not. Just go and play for the jersey." And we had a few, old Cowboys come out and have a few things to say about us, which was warranted. And it revved us up. And it was a good performance.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't get any easier this weekend, though, Scott. Taking on the Eels at Bankwest Stadium on Friday night. You'd like to back up that performance against Newcastle with a strong game against the competition front runners in the Eels, who have been so impressive.
Yeah, they're killing it at the moment. They're good. They're fun to watch. They play, fun, expansive football. Obviously they lost Mitchell Moses there, so it's a big loss. But they got the job done the weekend without him. Gutherson really stood up and took charge of that team, and he's on fire at the moment. So they just got strike all across the park. Both their back rowers are almost the two best back rows in the game at the moment, I believe. And their centres are big freaks, and they're just big everywhere. So it's going to be a tough challenge. And, we can't, let one week, be happy and satisfied. We always got to improve. We let 20 points in still on the weekend. So, it's not really good enough. So, yeah, big challenge ahead of us. But, I'm excited.
And it must have been exciting news when you found out Val Holmes was coming to the club, and obviously made an impact straight away, but he's missed the last couple of weeks through injury. Is he a chance of returning this weekend?
I know he's done a bit of straight line running. That's not really the problem with Sydney's Moses. I think it's more of a, you've got to change angles and put pressure on that and weight on that ankle. So, I guess we're hopeful that he's back this week. I guess we'll go to training today and we'll see how he's going. But I thought Hemiso, on the weekend was unbelievable as well. Brought the ball back, a lot tougher, and it was good for us. But, if that was included this week, it would be a big boost.
And what was it like to have some fans in the crowd? Not fans in the stands, sorry.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Now, there was only about 2,000 there, but, you know, I felt like it was 30,000. They were loving it, and, you know, we put on a good performance then, which we owed, you know, every single Cowboy fan in Australia. So, yeah, they were awesome, and I love hearing the crowd up here. They're unbelievable.
Good stuff, Scott. Well, congrats on the win again, and good luck against the Eels this week, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.